Yeah, I mean, obviously it was a competitive game, and then you know that was kind of where the momentum of the whole game, you know, kind of turned around. You know, they got us pinned back. You know, and then the sack fumble right there was a huge play in the game.
What's the thinking of that? Marcel Reese didn't touch the ball until midway through the second quarter. What's the thinking there?
Well, I mean, you know, we had Darren back. We wanted to get Darren some touches, and he did some nice things in the game. I think he had a 36-yard run in the game. So it's really just the way the game kind of played out.
Both teams were 4-8 last year, and there was a tiebreaker that changed. That was the difference. What do you see as the big difference between you guys now a year later?
Oh, I mean, I couldn't really comment on Denver's football team. You know, I'm not in that building. I wasn't here last year, so I can't really, you know, talk about – you know, where the Raiders were last year. I know obviously this year, you know, our consistency has not been where it needs to be. And, you know, there's times where we do some really good things. But then there's other times where, you know, we compound mistakes at times. And that's what we got to do a better job of.
Coach, after winning the opening toss, you deferred mm-hmm. and handed the ball to Manning. But with the way the defense has been playing, why didn't
Well, the thinking was is that we wanted to have the option there in the second half to, you know, come out and have a chance to do something in the second half. And really, when you look at the game, the way the game played out, we get the ball there first in the second half, and we have an opportunity to go down and score and put some points on the board, which would have, you know, would have been a great deal. We had the holding penalty, I believe it was, or had a penalty there, which put us out of field goal range and really kind of stopped the drive. But you know, that was the thought process behind it. Well, we had a plan to give Khalif some help and some chip help, you know, and I thought we did a nice job of it in the first half. We weren't able to you know protect as well against him there in the second half, but I thought in the first half I thought you know we kind of held him in check a little bit. Well, number one is Peyton Manning's a Hall of Fame quarterback. You know, so he does that to a lot of teams. You know, but obviously that was the critical variable, I thought, defensively in the football game, is that we didn't do a good enough job of getting off the field on third down. You know, the first drive of the game, they convert 3 third downs on the first drive. So I thought we did a nice job of getting them to third down. But, you know, against a guy like that, you got to be able to get off the field. And we weren't able to do that, you know, enough times. I thought our defense, you know, I know we gave up some yards, but I thought defensively our ability to stop them in the red zone, I thought our guys played extremely hard. We got a little bit of pressure on Peyton there, especially in the first half. And so, you know, I was pleased with the effort. You know, obviously, you know, I wasn't pleased with the outcome.
What has this week just been like for you since Sunday?
Tough. Yeah. Yeah. Tough.
Was it hard for you at all to, you know, focus on football when you got back and did your team?
You know what? You know, I went home on Sunday and took my father off life support. And that's not easy to do. So was it hard? Yeah, it was hard. But I know my father would want me to be here with this football team. And I wanted to be here with this football team. So I'm sure you guys can imagine that it wasn't an easy situation.
What support did you receive?
A ton. I received a lot of support from a lot of different people. With this organization has been outstanding to me as far as that's concerned. The players, the coaches, as well as countless friends, family, even people around the league have been very supportive in this situation.
It took Darren a little while to get going. We had the one big run. Did you feel the need to be limited at all in his touches?
No, not really. You know, we wanted to give him an opportunity to get the ball, and we did that. You know, we only had 47 plays, I think it was, in the game offensively. So, it's really hard to really get a lot of people a lot of touches when you only have 47 plays. So, you know, we had a plan to get Darren the ball some, and I thought we did a nice job. I thought the touchdown down there in the red zone on the screen play was an outstanding call in the game. I thought we executed it tremendously, and we were able to get points off of it.
Since, what would you like to see from this team's last month of the season? Do you see any other tonight?
Well, I will say this. I thought our guys went out there and competed. That team that we played tonight obviously is a very good football team. They're led by a Hall of Fame quarterback. I think John Fox and his staff do an outstanding job. Our team fought tonight. We came up on the short end of the stick. The Denver Broncos were better than we were tonight. But I thought our guys fought, and that's what I want to see the remaining three games of the year. I want to see our guys fight and compete because that's what it takes to win this league. I was real pleased with the way that Phillip Adams played, and you know, Phillip's earned the right to get more playing time. We've had a package in for Terrell in both games, but again, like I said, we had 47 plays in the game tonight, so the situation didn't play out. Terrell, I believe, will continue to be you know, on our active game day roster, and we'll continue to carry a package of plays for him. Michael Huff went down with a wrist, and then Darren also went down at the end of the game with that same ankle. Well, I mean, we just got off the field, so I don't really know exactly where it is. I just know he wasn't able to finish the game. Concern is more with the, you know, injuries in the secondary.
Does that do it? Thanks, everybody.